You have just entered the Katie Ma podcast.
Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to episode 193 of the KB Mod podcast. It is June 7th, 2015. And yeah, we're here. We're starting, if you're listening, well, obviously if you're listening to this recorded, you would not know any of this, but we're starting this a little bit later, but we are glad to be here. We've had some issues tonight, like Dan, you were just saying earlier, that it's been a weird night.
It's been a weird night.
We're here. The podcast... We're here to make whatever you're doing more exciting. So, if you're an audio listener, you're
why? Having pity tonight. Apparently,
I'm absolutely.
Are you saying this like a better time to be an audio listener because we're behind schedule?
You don't have to deal with
kind of our stops and starts with the live show.
You know what, Brandon? I never thought I would say it, but I think you're right. I do think that if you're listening to this on the audio version, you're actually probably getting a better experience right now because you didn't have to listen to the 40 minutes of, just trying to get everything figured out.
I'm going to kindly disagree because
there's nothing better as an audio listener that I want to listen to than people arguing if an audio podcast is better than a video podcast.
Well, see, I think now that you pointed that out, I think we've ruined it for the audio listeners. So let's
have meta discussions.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for in my podcast.
Yes.
Let's have a meta discussion.
Really hook the viewers in.
Things are never meta enough.
What do you think is better for us as a podcast, audio or video? Let's talk about this for the next 3 hours.
We should. I'm in. Yes. Yeah, I'm in if you're in.
I'm in for it, dude. It's already 10:42.
All right, I prepared a PowerPoint. If we could put this up, the audio listeners aren't going to be able to see the PowerPoint, but so
you didn't think this through, did you?
Damn it!
I think I already just proved video is better than audio, so that's unfortunate.
All right, well,
but you will be able to hear the clapping samples that I put on every slide of my PowerPoint. The ones where it just cheers.
You'll hear the transitions,
and then like I have the font that flies in from the side and like swirls like it's on like a breeze, like it does weird loops and stuff.
Oh my god!
Just kind of flies around the screen.
We know Nick Fenton has graduated from middle school.
Yeah, he's
no, serious. No, Nick Fenton is a secretary in a major business. That's what he is.
Yeah. All right. Well, as you can hear, Nick Fenton is here, so it's nice to have him. But we've got.
That's right. We should introduce him.
Yeah. Again, it's. It's great. Great to have him here.
Hey guys, if you've been listening for, like 6 months, then hi. I've never been around.
Yeah.
I'm like a stepfather.
Yeah, exactly. Deciding to dote on his children tonight though. So, it's fine as long as
it's
you
his weekend.
Call like Thursday night when I'm supposed to pick the kids up and I'm like, "Okay, Stacey, I can't do it this week. I can't." I've gotten in the way. It's like my 16th weekend in a row. I'm just never showing up. Mm. I make it up by taking you guys out for a couple games of bowling. I don't know what the fuck.
Oh god, no, not bowling. I want Toys R Us or something. I need to get a toy or a game.
Oh no,
you could have taken me out for ice cream. I got ice cream today.
No.
God damn it. All right. Well, anyway, good to have him here. What happened this week? Anything exciting before? I mean, we are starting a little bit late, but I don't want that to hamper. I mean, none of us got shit going on, tomorrow, like jobs or anything. I don't, but I know you guys do. So I was sarcastic. But what's been happening? Anything fun this week? Brandon, I'm looking at you for some reason. I feel like you have something that you're bustling, that you have keeping within yourself that you want to share.
Not really.
God damn it. My gut's wrong.
Nothing special this week.
Okay, that might just be indigestion then. My bad. John, do you have anything?
No, I pulled a Brandon this morning, and I went to a flea market.
Oh, see, that's what that was the feeling.
Wow.
I was just misdirecting.
He fucking knew.
All right, guys, I'm going to see you guys later.
There's a flea market.
Let me bask in this feeling for a moment.
Over in Berkeley. It was good. It was a good time.
Did you buy anything, or did you just look, just browse?
I did, but I can't show what I bought on stream, so.
Okay. Wow. Can you type it in the chat?
Some this will back be alley dildos.
This will be a live only. Live viewer only treat, and we won't even read it. Oh my god!
That's so.
Oh, got it. Okay,
I understand you, sir.
Very cool.
Sorry, you get none of that.
Sorry, nobody gets any of it actually. So that's great.
That, in a way, that just adds to the mystique of the flea market.
Could it be?
Because there could be many things I could think of that you would not want to admit having bought.
There you go, Fenton.
Very nice.
He sent him a picture.
Please send me a picture.
Oh
What if I describe it just in words? They'll just be like, wow, that's the biggest head on one of those things I've ever seen. It's full and gelatinous. What the? That's like the size of a horse.
Oh,
horses. Boy. It's huge. I really don't know how you're going to fit that inside of you, John.
I just want to go back to the fact that going to a flea market is now referred to as pulling a Brandon, and I'm so happy with that. That Brandon has really put his
millions of people pull a Brandon every weekend.
I can't describe how it feels to be the start of this trend.
Yeah, I know. I'd be proud if anything. You'd be really happy with something.
Ripped?
God damn it. I mean, you've got the barn door. You've got people identifying themselves as barn doors and stuff like that. So you're really...
I mean, that's true. That did happen this week. There was a barn door fan meetup, but that was just in Mumble.
That's right. Yeah, it seems... at one point it changed from barn door, like no admins allowed, to then... What did it change to? The meetup link.
There was segregated. There was one where all barn doors were allowed.
That's right.
And there was one where no admins were allowed. Because I mentioned I stopped by the fan meetup, and I told them I would have stopped by sooner, but I didn't know if I was allowed. I didn't know if it was if it was like a meet and greet type thing where I was supposed to attend, or if it was just like, you know, like praising me. It can be awkward if I join in, right?
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I think
they should expect people to be praising you in a Mumble channel.
I don't know how to react.
Together. Let's all get together, not to him, just together, just talk about how great Barn Door is.
Well, that's, you know.
That's, yeah.
I'm not going to make assumptions.
I mean, what do you do when a god gets into your Mumble channel that you worship?
I'm on Mumble right now, and the Barn Door fan meetup number 2 channel... has 4 people in it.
Wow.
I don't know if they're waiting or what.
No, they're probably
commentating. They're commentating the podcast.
Yeah, probably.
Apparently there was an NFN / X Hamster channel meetup.
Oh, wow. I missed that one. I didn't see that.
Yeah. Mm.
X Hamster? Really? That's what you identify with the
most? It's like a weird overlap between my audience and then X Hamster users. For some reason, look at my demographics. My demographics just say male, female, and then ex-hamster. The pie graph doesn't make any sense. They don't relate to each other, but just a massive ex-hamster population.
Mm. All right. Well, that sounds good. All right. John went to flea market. Danner, Nick, and Barndor, you said you didn't really have anything specific this week. Anything else before we go to gaming? No?
Okay. We went and sat around a campfire and made fun of a cat for being high for like 2 hours.
We did. That was
fun.
You
got a cat high?
Well, it was on catnip.
It was on catnip, so.
It was experiencing all kinds of alternate dimensions and shit.
That was cool. Yeah, that was fun to go to see Sean's place and everything and chill out there after the couch stream. That was a good time. It's good to be one with nature by a campfire for a bit. So, not campfire, I guess fire pit is what they're calling them. So that was good. All right, well, let's talk about what games we've been playing this week then. Let's start with you, Dan. What have you played this week? Or attempted to play before your stream shit on itself multiple times?
I played a bunch of CSGO this week. Got me rank back. So that was cool. Placed DMG. And I've been playing, just tons of that. Some of the missions in that are real. I think I talked about this last week, but yeah.
For the new mission.
Yeah, the new operation.
The new operation, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also played some Black Ops 1 on Friday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Before my stream shit itself that day. And that was actually awesome. We got a full server of people for a couple hours, and it was pretty amazing. It's
what
still Black Ops. Yeah, it's still real good. It still has the same real annoying shit, though.
Runs like shit? Oh.
No, it runs... It actually... You know, it's really funny. I'm an SLI 970. It's about 5 generations after this game came out of video cards.
You get 60 FPS now.
And the game... In-game is fine. The menus, still a laggy mess for some reason. I don't know why, but it was pretty amazing. But yeah, just a bunch of CSGO and a little bit of Witcher. I'm about 17 hours into The Witcher now. I am still not really...
How many nudie scenes have you gotten so far?
Zero.
Oh, zero?
Nudie scenes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm barely scratching the surface.
Mm-hmm. Brandon, you sound very disappointed.
I've been disappointed just because that's like I was under the expectation there would be more.
Pretty a lot, yeah.
And you know, it's not like I've gone out of my way to try and find them or anything. I just haven't encountered any.
You sound really disappointed, which makes me think you did kind of go out of your way, and you still. Is it possible you're just not saying the right dialogue trees, maybe, Brandon? I'm messing it up.
Listen, it is possible. I'm not an especially smooth guy, but. Let's just say, anytime there's like a dialogue tree where it seems like it might head that direction, mm-hmm. you know, I choose the option that's like gonna maybe go that direction, right? You don't want to head yourself off, and maybe you miss out on it. I don't know.
Yeah,
but I haven't gotten any of that.
Hmm.
Yeah, I haven't even gotten to the big town yet. I'm just doing all kinds of shit still. I can't stop just doing random side stuff. So I've made no progress on the main story, really.
Okay.
It's awesome. Such a good game.
All right. So that's you. What about you, Brandon? What have you played this week? Well, obviously Witcher. That's what you're saying, but...
Yeah, yeah. I've played The Witcher. I'm just... Like, I'm really bummed because I'm still having issues with The Witcher hitching and kind of stuttering. I don't get any frame drops. Like, it sits at, like, 90 FPS constant. But it's just, it's something that you, it's hard to describe to someone if they're not sitting there looking at it on your screen. It's actually like sapped my desire to play the game because it's just not smooth. So that kind of sucks because it sort of takes me out of wanting to play it. Like the story is great. I'm enjoying a lot of aspects of the game, but because I'm having those issues with it, like I would just rather play something else that feels smoother. Mm. So, you know, hopefully that'll get patched and maybe I'll come back to it eventually, but I just can't seem to get into it for long periods of time because I'm constantly thinking about how much better it would look and feel if it wasn't hitching and stuff. Like the game is so beautiful. I feel like I'm doing myself a disservice playing it in like a really suboptimal way. So anyway, I played a little bit of that. I'm mostly just going through the main story because I know I'm not going to stick with the game long enough to get through all the side stuff. So I figure I'd at least rather see all of the main game that I have a chance to get through, even though I know the side stuff is awesome because I'm hearing about it constantly, but I just don't have the time to pour into it. So I'd rather at least get the main game done and like say I played it, you know, and like be able to have conversations about it with people. So I'll keep going back to it probably, but, the graphics issues are kind of frustrating. I played more Dirty Bomb, after it went into open beta. It's gotten better. It's definitely, I don't know if John feels the same way, but I feel like it's gotten smoother.
Do you not run into the issue where like your game starts to chug after objectives are done, like in game, or does yours run well the whole time? I think it's a hex core CPU issue. Yeah, so I'll start at like 250, 300 FPS, like really, really solid. And then after the first objective is done, I start to chug, and I'll end up in like the 50s by the end of the game. It's really fucked up. But it's not a memory leak. Like my memory usage does not go up. It's super weird.
That is super weird.
Well, so I played a little bit of that, and I like a lot of things about the game because obviously. It has a lot of
the spirit of E.T., isn't it?
Yeah, it has the spirit and sort of like some features that you can tell they came from E.T. Like they've tried to evolve on some of the things that were in E.T. and put them into this game. And so I like it. I want to see how it keeps growing and stuff. Like with any free-to-play game, I feel like the crux of whether or not they succeed will be on their monetization. Mm-hmm. And like the monetization from what I've seen so far is not great. It's like pretty steep, I think, for what they're offering. But, you know, I guess that's the classic free-to-play problem of you want to make the prices too high because you can always lower them. You can't raise them if you make them too low. So I recognize that's a hard problem to solve. But the game is pretty good. Like it's improved a lot since alpha. And I would definitely recommend people give it a try. And so far I've been enjoying their medic class. Plays a lot like the medic did in E.T. So I do like that. Like the medic gameplay is really fluid.
The invuln issue with paddles is a problem though. Like, it's really bad.
It's not perfect. There's definitely some stuff to still work out. But the fact that, like, one of my favorite things from ET was the fact that you could switch to the syringe really quickly. And, like, as long as you knew the exact timing where you could switch and, like, the soonest you could use the syringe after switching to it and then switch right back to your weapon, I feel like there's all those kinds of elements in Dirty Bomb 2 where the gameplay feels really fluid, and I think at the, like, pro-level play will probably be entertaining to watch because of that. So, yeah, Dirty Bomb's pretty good so far. I just, you know, the monetization, not great. And then just playing Hearthstone. Watched the ESL tournament this weekend. That was fun. So I still play a fair amount of Hearthstone. Just grinding out arena wins. And nice.
You were saying the monetization is a little steep, but I don't know. I guess it just depends. Some streamers I watch, and obviously it doesn't really matter, but they love the – or I don't know, like with the – so you basically get different loadouts, I guess, and different versions of characters through the packs from what it seems like. But it does seem a little bit expensive, right?
It doesn't seem like, I don't know. I don't traditionally love, free to play type stuff that has a real high element of chance to it.
Yeah.
And that's like their cases feel, very similar, but like almost worse than CSGO cases. Cause we talked about this before, but like their cases have gameplay effect.
Well, yeah, that affects their gameplay. Yeah.
Which I don't like, right? Mm-hmm. If you're charging money for cosmetics, I don't really care how much you're charging. Cause you don't need that to play the game.
Yeah.
But like their new, I would have to pull up the game to see, but I think like one of the new classes was like $10 or something. And I feel like, they're going to keep adding classes, and that feels kind of steep for something that is like just having the class is a base starting point. You still have to then do the whole case thing to get like a loadout that has all of the right perks or stuff that makes your character better. So it feels like if you really wanted to play the game and get serious about it, you have to put in a bunch of money because you maybe have to buy the class, and then you have to try and get the right loadout. And that can take a while and a lot of money. So I don't know. We'll see. Like I haven't played that much, so I'm not an authority on it by any means. But it felt kind of confusing coming in as a new player. And I came in as a player that had like, I don't know, $20-$30 worth of cases already, I think, because I played in the beta. And I still don't feel like I have any sort of idea of like what I should be doing or where I should be headed in terms of my character progression.
Gotcha.
Okay. I just killed people.
Yeah, I mean it's a fun game even without it. It's just like I'm trying to think, I don't want to get too invested in a game that has a smallish player base and then like dies out. So that's basically
I hear where you're coming from. You're a little hurt from having that experience happen on the
cautiously optimistic with that stuff because seeing and paying so much attention to the way Tribes did it, I think a game coming out that's going to cater to the same kind of person that would have played Tribes, like kind of a hardcore FPS type player, there are a lot of lessons to be learned from what Tribes did, and I want to see the Dirty Bomb team, hopefully take and like not make some of those same mistakes.
Sure.
So, we'll see. Like that's a hard thing to get right, but I guess the first step is actually going into open beta and getting a player base, which it seems like, so far they have. Seems like several thousand concurrent players, so it's a good start.
Nice. Okay. Cool. What about you, Nick? Did you play games this week or what?
Destiny. No.
I knew you were gonna say Destiny.
Really it.
Still, since Duncan's pulled you back in, you're still sticking with it.
I'm not like sinking ridiculous hours, just like a few hours every week. That's about it. Just maintaining.
Okay.
Trying to get stuff to level up. And that's it. That's
pretty boring. Okay. All right. I've been saying I played a little bit of Dirty Bomb this week. I didn't like probably only like three or four hours, but I did like what I played of it, the speed and everything, and definitely a lot of fun to play. What else? Counter-Strike as per usual, and then the real fucking bane of my existence is I'm playing through Deadly Premonition, which if you've never heard of it, then I don't blame you. But it's really hard. You really can't describe it. You kind of just have to experience it or watch somebody play it. But it's kind of like it's kind of like a Japanese, like David Cage fucked somebody from Japan And they made this game, and it's just so – it's weird and it's terrible, but it's also like amazing because the shit that goes down – basically you play as this this FBI agent named York who goes to this small town. Basically it borrows a lot. I've never seen Twin Peaks.
It's freaking but it's, ridiculous.
It's insane. It borrows a lot from Twin Peaks apparently in a lot of the stuff that it does. And it's just fucking, it's terrible. It's one of the greatest, most terrible games I've ever played though. And apparently it's like 30 hours. And right now I'm dealing with situations where like, it's crashing in random points. So like I have to patch it before the next stream to get it to work. But it's going to be a labor of love and I'm definitely going to beat it. It's one of those things where it's like, I'm hate fucking completing the game basically. So it's like, you're not going to beat me. I'm not going to let you beat me. I will complete it. But it's fun along the way. It basically, The entire stream just consists of people just typing what the fuck in chat. It's basically like a what the fuck simulator because it just doesn't make any sense. The soundtrack is zany and insane, and it's fucking nuts. Check it out. Just look it up if you've never heard of it. But yeah, Deadly Premonition. And the version I'm playing is the director's cut, so God bless the non-director's cut. I don't even know what that was like. But apparently there's a version of the game on Good Old Games that is actually properly patched, and I actually bought mine off of Steam. And not enough of Good Old Games, so I don't know if you want to get into it. Probably go that way. But anyway, that's it for me. Yeah. So anyway, we can go to the news if no one has anything else that they've been playing. Okay.
Dota, Heroes of the Storm as well. I guess that's a new one for me. I've been playing a lot of that this week.
Okay.
Seems good. Seems pretty fun.
Which is out full now, I believe. So. All right. Well, let's go right on into that news guy in our disjointed episode 193 of the podcast. Starting off with a bunch of Steam stuff that happened this week. So the first thing I'm going to bring up here is Steam refunds. You can now refund games on stream or on Steam as long as you have owned them less than 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
or played less than 2 hours. I think it's both of those. Yeah. However, I did research for everybody and went and got a Steam refund myself. And
wow.
I got...
That's the kind of reporting.
Yeah,
that's good.
Also, MKX on PC is a fucking hot mess. So I was like, I don't want this thing anymore. Mm. So I put in for a refund of Mortal Kombat X, and I was well beyond the 2 weeks. Limit, but they give you an area to kind of vent slash give your reasoning as to why. And I basically said, you know, I bought this game and it hasn't ended up being anything what it was supposed to be. The first day it was completely screwed by install issues. And then, the online is still kind of bad. And like a month and a half or like 3 or 4 weeks later, the online is still bad. And then I was like, as you can see, I bought it, played it for 2 hours and never went back. And actually, as I'm typing this, the game is trying to reinstall itself as it has been for the last 6 hours. So the game kept trying to re-download itself like for like 2 days straight. And I was just like, you know what? Kind of done with this. I'm not going to touch it again. And they gave me my $60 back. Went right back into my PayPal, my $59.99.
That's
so
nice.
It was within, I think, definitely within a day that they got that that refund done for me. So
yeah.
It didn't take that long as far as I know, especially with Steam's track record with getting back to people on like support tickets and stuff. My refund within a day, I was pretty happy with that.
It made me kind of stop and think for a second and think that it is insane that there was not – that you could not – I mean, was there no way – like recourse for refunding, or did you have to go through Steam support, or was there literally no recourse? Like once you bought it, they were like, it's final. You have to go through the publisher. What was the –
You couldn't.
What was it?
You couldn't really get refunded.
I think you had to – you could go through Steam support, but it was like very hit or miss.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and again, response times and stuff like – There are definitely a lot of horror stories about just like not being helped when they go the Steam support route.
But the sort of controversy that came out of it, and I actually for once totally see where some people are coming from here, is that the 2 hour rule So refunds on pre-purchase titles. Let me go into the policy here so I make sure we get it right here. Refunds on downloadable content. No, that's DLC. Shit, where is it? I have the Steam page link here.
It basically, like, the refund policy as it now exists makes kind of some weird incentives for developers. Yeah. Because there is that 2-hour time window, and so it's like, will developers start optimizing their games to make the first 2 hours like really engrossing and fluid, and then, you know, like, does that affect the pacing of games that will be made because they want to keep you in that experience?
So
that would be awful.
So the request is, if the request is made within 14 days of purchase and the title has been played for less than 2 hours. So the problem, the one big example that people brought up, as I'm sure some people on this cast who played it will be very familiar with, is Gone Home, which is a game that is definitely less than 2 hours long. Mm-hmm. So you could technically buy Gone Home, beat it, and then refund it.
Right, right.
Like, you'd be an asshole, but you could do that. According to this. Mm-hmm. And that really sucks for a lot of games of that ilk. Stanley Parable would also be in that, where, you know, you can definitely play more than 2 hours of the Stanley Parable, but you could do that if you wanted. And that is a problem, especially for indie devs, whose games won't necessarily be that long, either because of manpower or whatever it's going to be. Or I guess more of an art exercise, such as Gone Home. Like,
the way I look at it, though, in real life, like, just in real life, is there exist refund, like, stores that do refunds? I mean, people can abuse any system, and they will. I guess you're just saying, if it, in its current setup, is it easier to abuse? And yeah, absolutely. Like, Gone Home is a great example of a game that someone could just refund if they're a cheap asshole. They don't want to deal with it.
I mean, I guess you could do the same thing with, like, if you bought a DVD or something.
Yeah.
And then you watch the DVD and then you return it and you tell them you didn't like it. I think it's just, the fear is probably, this is so easy, right? Yeah. It's like a lot of effort to drive to a store and return something.
That's true.
And it's just enough effort to where it's not worth people's time to, like, do that all, you know, frequently. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I think they'll probably have to, it seems like every refund request is at least somewhat human reviewed, so I have to imagine that if something like Gone Home, if they just start getting refund requests from someone that like they haven't heard about any issues with it or whatever, maybe they enforce that 2-hour limit real stringently. Like, if you play 2 hours 1 minute, no refund, and, like, you know, hope basically. I don't think there'll be that many people that abuse it purposefully, and the people who do abuse it purposefully, like, they'll probably be able to see that they're doing that kind of thing on a frequent basis.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be games that are, like, flagged for watch and stuff like that for that kind of stuff too, I think.
Yeah, I think there are, like, some weird, there's some weird potential outcomes of this, though, because the one that I read, there's a really good Gamasutra article, which, if you're interested in this topic, you should read. Talking about, like, some of the incentives it creates for developers because of the policies around the refunds. And the one that I thought was interesting was in Steam's FAQ about refunds, they say specifically that they don't consider requesting a refund for something that you see on sale as being abuse of the system. So if you bought something 2 weeks before it goes on sale, requesting a refund is apparently fair game, so that you can buy it at the sale price. And that is, like, kind of weird, because basically if you buy a game before the Steam sale or something, the Steam summer sale, you can basically, like, buy it risk-free, because if it goes on sale, just request a refund and buy it at the lower price. Or request, I don't know, request
does
a
it
refund.
Does it save your progress? Like, that's an interesting thing too there. I don't think it would.
It just totally ripped MKX off my computer.
If they store in the cloud based on key, because I know they, like, some of the games have cloud saving, I'd be really interested to see how they manage to do that.
Well,
I'm not sure, but it's interesting, because from the developer's point of view, you basically can't rely on your sales for 2 weeks before a Steam sale, which I thought was, like, a really interesting thing that I hadn't thought about when it comes to refunds.
Yeah. Yeah, and for MKX, it just ripped the game off my computer, basically. Like, So if I go to MKX, I have to. It actually has the purchase button now. So, I mean, basically completely reversed it, like it never happened. But
I mean, I think it's. I mean, overall, I think it is good to have something like this in place. Obviously, it's just we're like you said, monitoring it and making sure the system isn't horribly abused. But I mean, it's in Steam's best interest to make sure it's not horribly abused, though. Are we going to talk about the article at all? Because he did raise a good point.
It is and it isn't. Because I was actually... So, Dan, do you remember when you requested a refund? What was the default option for getting a refund, having it go to your Steam wallet?
Yeah.
Yes.
PayPal. Okay. Yeah,
so, see, that is maybe a little shady to me. Because this the refunds in this case are like no downside to Steam. Because a lot of people are just going to click through the default option. And keep stuff in their Steam wallet, meaning that Steam makes money either way, but the developers might lose out. So that was super, super interesting to me because I didn't think about like the default behavior of the refund system. But unless you're really paying attention and you make sure to change it to go to your credit card or your PayPal or whatever, Steam keeps that money. And so Steam makes out either way because you can only spend it on stuff on Steam, but the developer loses the money they earned.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So I actually looked at it, like I almost clicked, you know, submit request with it on that. And I looked up and was like, oh, I want this to go back in my PayPal. I don't want this in my Steam wallet. So yeah, that is a little
insidious. To me, that seems like a kind of a dark pattern. Where they could force, they could not select an option for you, right? And you are forced to select the option that you want, in which case people would probably choose to just get a refund through their original payment method. But if it defaults you to select Steam Wallet and it's, you know, kind of easy to overlook and whatnot, that's a little suspicious to me.
Yeah.
No, that's a fair point.
Yeah, Steam refunds.
Never thought of it.
There you go. It is a good thing, though, overall. I mean, just for the consumer, it's definitely a good thing.
Yeah.
Also, in continuing Steam news, now, finally, the Steam boxes, controllers, and Steam Link are now up for pre-sale on Steam. The Steam Link, I believe, is $50, and the controller is also $50. I guess I could look on Steam. but we will definitely be getting at least a Steam controller to test out whenever they come out and see how that is. Steam controller is, $50. And there's a package of Steam controller and Steam Link. It's $100, which is, why is that even a package? It's $100 anyway. Come on, Steam. they're both $49.99. It's like, buy this bundle, $99.98.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quite a bundle, but...
Did you see on Reddit somebody linked a picture of their new Steam box and it was just an HDMI cable? I found that to be quite clever.
So the Steam machines are also on there, but they are, as we've talked about before, not the best deal for most of them, especially with Linux on there and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. But if you're interested in that, you can buy them now. Like I said, we as a website are definitely going to be getting some controllers to at least take a look and do a review of for you guys. I'm pretty sure Hex or Bob, one of them was real interested in getting a Steam Link, even though we don't fully know what's going to be on that besides being a game streaming machine. If that thing ends up having like Netflix and stuff on it, fucking hell yeah, count me in. But as of right now, it can only stream games from Steam, so I don't really know how useful that is. I guess it makes it so you don't need a second PC on your if you're going to just stream to it. So, I mean, that's a good thing. $50 is certainly less than the cost of a PC. Yeah. So we'll be taking a look at some of those for you. You guys planning on buying any of this stuff?
I think I'll definitely end up buying a Steam controller for sure, but I just don't. I don't know if I'm gonna like pre-order it or whatever.
I'm gonna wait to hear what you guys think of the controller because I like my Xbox 360 controller for my computer.
Yeah,
like the Link is something
I. That's what I normally use. But
again, the Steam Link is less than like a Roku. It's only slightly more than like a Chromecast, So if that thing ends up having the capability to use Netflix on it and stuff like that,
that would be key for me too. If it uses Netflix, I'd probably
and
buy
I
it.
Can stream my games to it as a sort of bonus, because I'm frankly not too interested in streaming my games.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
I know Sean does it at his house, and for a lot of games it's fine, but there's too much input lag on a lot of them. But maybe the Steam Link will be...
So it would be fine for The Witcher 3, because the movement is so bad.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. You would have fallen off that cliff anyway. So, yeah, all that stuff is up for pre-order. Take a look at that on Steam, of course. And the Steam sale, we talked about this last week, but Steam sale starts June 11th, the big summer sale, just before E3. So,
or maybe it's already started if you request a refund.
That's true. It's true. So, E3, speaking of E3, tons and tons of stuff has already come out about E3 and stuff that's going to be there. As for our coverage of E3, we will be making fun of all the press conferences again. Base Twitch has put out a thing where you can restream the Twitch channel and commentate over it.
That should be awesome.
Yeah,
so
that's
Mark,
cool. I'm more excited for that than the actual content, yeah. I think. I'm going to go back and watch all the VODs.
Yeah. So Mark and I did this last year.
There's a real argument for it actually being worse to be at E3 than to watch it online.
Yeah.
It's way worse being
at E3. It's way worse.
I hate going to E3. E3 is the worst to be in.
I only had to go once, and I went for fun, and I was like, no, this sucks ass. This isn't fun at all.
It's not very fun.
So Mark, a.k.a. All Sham Noah, I tried to get him for the cast, and he had some stuff going on, but I will be taking a half day next Monday off work, coming home in the middle of the day, and we will be doing every single press conference on Monday. So the Bethesda press conference, of course, will be during the podcast next week, so that will be interesting. So we'll have to figure out if we just kind of leave that on another monitor or what we do. So yeah, Mark, myself, and Hex will all be I'll be doing commentary on press conferences on that Monday. So look out for that. Mark and I were just, it was awesome. It was awesome last year. You can go watch the videos. They're on YouTube, especially the Sony one.
Oh God. Yeah. The Sony.
We were ripe. On point for that one. So E3, things that we know will be there so far. And of course there's always stuff out of the blue that no one sees coming. Doom, of course, will be shown.
Mm-hmm.
Actual game footage of Doom, not just 3 seconds like we got last week. Fallout 4, this is the big one. The big announcement for many, many people. Fallout 4 was announced. There's a trailer that looks like shit. And
wow, shots.
Look, I bet the game is good, but they could have done a better trailer.
It looked pretty bad.
It looked just super fucking dated. And for someone that didn't play Fallout 3, I was like, I mean, I understand that it's not about just the graphics and stuff like that, but I wasn't one of the people that was like, oh, who cares? It's bad graphics. But I did. I felt that same way, Dan. I was just kind of like, wow,
it's
this
like,
is really fucking dated.
I can't believe
dated.
They're still using the Game Bryo engine. That's what I can't believe.
Yeah,
like,
I
that
don't
is
know why
fucking,
they haven't.
That engine has been shit ass dick for like 10 years, and they're still using it.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
As soon as the dog came into frame, I was just like, oh, God.
It's good to see the dog from COD getting more work.
Dude, Riley looks better than fucking the dog in Fallout.
Yeah.
In the Fallout trailer. Like, that. It looked pretty bad.
Yeah.
I always tell people not to focus on trailers as being, like, indicative of the final product.
Very
and
true.
I think this is actually a good example of that, just because we haven't seen a release date for Fallout 4, right? This is all just hype.
We don't have a release date yet. Yeah. There's tons and tons of rumors regarding the release date.
Yeah, okay, well, so all rumors. Maybe they announce a release date at E3, but like this game is definitely, at minimum, like 5 months out. I don't think it comes out any sooner than like,
I don't think it comes
holiday
out in 2015,
season.
Personally.
Well, yeah, that's,
really?
That's what I'm saying. Like, the absolute
I really
soonest
don't.
I think
yeah.
it could come out would be, like, Christmas. So, and yeah, I would not be surprised if this is, like, a summer 2016 release.
Yeah, I actually hope Whoa. It is.
What?
I hope it's
far out. You think they're going to drop Fallout in the summer? Really?
None of that would surprise me.
I hope it doesn't come out early.
Here's what I'm saying.
If it's not this holiday season, it's got to be next for me. That's all I can see.
Look at the hype cycle for Doom. Like, Bethesda is on a roll with just, like, releasing, like, little bits to keep you interested and not actually, like, we don't have a release date for Doom either.
Here's one thing I will say about the visuals, though. Thank God that game had some fucking color, man. If you go back to the last two Fallouts, like, it was so bland. You had sweet effects to, like, up the saturation and shit.
Yeah.
Looked like every Modern Warfare 3 map.
Look, I have no connection to Fallout whatsoever. Like, I am not invested in the series whatsoever, and I am pumped for Fallout 4. Just, like, by proxy, I'm excited for it. They did release some HD screenshots. It, of course, takes place in Boston, which was rumored, like, last year at some point, and is indeed true. These high-res screenshots are awesome. I don't know. Again, we stress not to look at trailers too much. We really do. I mean, that is something we do constantly. But definitely don't pre-order it, okay? This was what upset me the most. Mm. That game is out for pre-order right now with no release date.
Yeah, and no.
And we have one trailer.
Yeah,
you can't even pre-order Doom right now. Like,
I'm actually surprised. I'm surprised you can't.
And you should buy it and then refund it.
Yeah. There you go.
I just
if you want a good test for the refund system.
Man, do not, please. I told my stream this the night all that shit went down. I was like, guys, if you do one thing, just don't pre-order this game. Like, we know nothing about it. Like, I know the game is going to be good. Is like, I said that about Witcher 3 and it ended up being true. But I still didn't pre-order it. So, but yeah, Fallout 4 was the big sort of bombshell that we know of. Until the same day, this is just for me personally, Dark Souls 3 leaked. And it's just like, holy crap. My only fear with Dark Souls 3 is that this feels like we're starting to annualize a little bit with this series. Mm-hmm. And that is not a game that should be done with. I love the approach that Bethesda takes to the Elder Scrolls and Fallout and the approach GTA takes. All those games take, like, what, 4 or 5 years in between each installment, if not more sometimes. And Dark Souls 1 and 2 was like 4 years. So, I mean, I don't like hearing that Dark Souls 3 is coming in 2016. Dark Souls 2 just came out, basically.
I was going to say, that does seem like a fast turnaround.
Yeah.
Well, they were working on Dark Souls 2 for a long fucking time, though. And I feel like a lot of it was probably just polish.
So, the other problem with Dark Souls 3, PC release is not likely. So...
Yeah, they said the same thing about
Dark Souls 2. Listed PC, so it says PS4, Xbox One, and PC negotiable. That's like actually what it says. What does that
Boys,
even
let's
mean?
Get our best hostage negotiators and send them in. What are we going to do for PC?
Yeah. So, and we don't know if Miyazaki, we don't know if Miyazaki worked on it, who is the guy who makes those games good. That's why Dark Souls 2 is not as good, but we'll see.
Oh, I love Totoro, man. Miyazaki. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Sick dude.
A couple other games that we know of that will be talked about. XCOM 2 is coming out, the sequel to Enemy Unknown. That game acquired a huge cult following. Tim did a cool playthrough on the channel with all of us as the characters in his game.
That's curious for the opposite reason. It is going to be PC exclusive.
Yes.
And that game, by all accounts, did very well on console. Mm. Yep. So I was surprised to see that. Like, that's something we hardly ever see. But I guess they're leaning into features that are only going to really be doable on PC. So that's pretty awesome. But yeah. I was surprised to see that.
Also, another sort of PC exclusive that, like, never was before. And it's a very, very old franchise. And if Blah was here, he'd be super hyped for this. Harvest Moon, Seeds of Memory, the newest Harvest Moon game, which is a cult classic.
I didn't even know that they still made these.
Yeah.
Really, I like them. I enjoyed them a lot.
Is coming to PC. Harvest Moon Good. Seeds wow. of Memories coming to PC. I think it's the first in the entire series of Harvest Moon to hit PC. And yeah, it first appeared on the SNES in 1996. It's basically a farming sim, but a JRPG. Like, if you're wondering what Harvest Moon is. But people love it. It's like Animal
Crossing type stuff. It's good Farmville. It's good Farmville is what it is.
Yeah. So, we'll learn more at E3 as far as that goes. And, yeah. So, those are, like, the big ones that we sort of know of. Other games that I don't have on here that we definitely would say, Mirror's Edge 2.
Yeah, what a garbage game. We're not going to care about that.
Will be shown...
Are you trying to get a reaction? Or?
I am. I'm trying to be mad. Be like, yeah,
Mirror's Edge. Mirror's Edge. The most thinly veiled attempt.
I know.
Yeah, Mirror's Edge 2 will be coming.
Hey, that Destiny DLC. Comet, what's up? The Taken King, where you at, boy?
I'm sure they'll show that stuff. I'm sure they'll show that.
I think they are supposed to be showing that. If it lives up to all the hype that I've heard about it should be pretty ridiculous.
I would love to see Destiny on PC.
So would I.
I want the load times to go away. It takes so long on console.
I feel your pain. I feel your pain. So
I have it on Xbox One, and I just couldn't bring myself to play it.
I just can't do a shooter on a controller. I can do everything else. I just can't do a shooter.
That seems like a game that would do well on PC, too.
Yeah.
I think so.
Hell yeah. Grindy Diablo stuff, but with guns.
I still don't know why they haven't put like a...
Visually, it's incredible too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good looking game.
Yeah.
Some of the best skyboxes I've ever seen.
They need to fucking ditch the old consoles so that we don't have to be fucking... Because that shit is still fucking weighing down the game too, because they have to make the DLC work on that stuff, so... Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about it. Obviously, you have been here, but I've talked about when Witcher 3 came out, like that game benefited so much from not being made for old consoles at all.
It's time. It's
And Ubisoft announced that they were they're abandoning development for PS3 and 360. So I hope other
people always happens. Follow suit. I don't know why it's taking this long.
It seems like it's probably about that time, especially coming up to this E3. I think we're now sufficiently far enough out where the games that are getting announced like at E3 now probably won't have support for the old consoles.
Yeah. I'm hoping we see, a little bit of Battlefront to where we actually see it instead of, just some pre-rendered stuff and a few screenshots. I'd like the next Battlefield to be announced, but I'm kind of hoping it isn't. Kind of hoping they...
Battlefield Hardline 2, bro. Hold
off. No, please, God, no. Battlefield 5, please. Or Bad Company 3.
Between all the DICE stuff that's happening right now, it would be nice to not see any Battlefield. They have a lot of things going on that they should be paying lots of attention to.
Yeah.
But also, that probably won't happen.
So, yeah, Mirror's Edge 2 is kind of the big one as well, as we just mentioned. I'm kind of hoping we see something with Windows 10 and Microsoft actually doing something with PC gaming. I highly doubt we do, but that would be really cool. They could maybe pay attention to it since they're the main platform. We'll see. Bad Company 3.
I'm really hoping for a lot there, Dan.
I am. I know. Bad Company 3 would be so sick. So sick.
Bad Company 3 would make my E3 if they actually announced that. Mm-hmm.
Well, there hasn't been a whole lot of stuff coming from EA, like in general. It's like Mirror's Edge 2 and Battlefront and... But usually they're showing off way more games than just two. So they'll show off the sports stuff, I'm sure.
That's the thing I worry about, though, is like they honestly... I feel like there's a higher chance that they announce Battlefield Hardline 2 than they would announce Battlefield Bad Company 3.
Well, it bombed sales-wise.
Yeah, has that ever stopped them before?
I think it will. We'll see.
If I was at the helm there, we'd be on Bad Company 5 by now.
Get Brandon hired at...
Yeah, another big rumor is
into what works.
Announcing an Elder Scrolls there, but I highly doubt that with Fallout 4 being announced. That would be really done by the same team. So
Elder Scrolls Online 2!
Please no.
God, no. So,
Bethesda has their hands full. That seems unlikely.
Like I said, if you want to watch all this coverage, Bethesda's conference is during our podcast next week. Use the multi-stream. And then Monday is Microsoft, Ubisoft, EA, and Sony on Monday. So those four, we'll be doing our thing with those on Monday. And then Nintendo, Square Enix, and one other one are on Tuesday, I believe. So there you go. We'll see if Nintendo will most likely do a direct pre-recorded thing again. Zelda, maybe? Please, Nintendo? Yeah. Maybe we'll see some new Unreal Tournament progress and stuff like that, too. I think Cliffy B is going to, cool. But I don't know if they're showing off Project Blue Streak, which is his.
They're also going to have that PC gaming show, which should be kind of interesting.
That should be very cool. And Microsoft actually joined the panel on that, which is odd. The Xbox division will be at the PC gaming thing, which will be very strange.
That's the one thing that kind of lends me hope that they might, with Windows 10, might be making a bigger effort to get Xbox games ported to Windows, because ostensibly they're trying to make that easier.
Yeah, as far as people remind me, as far as Nintendo stuff, you will 100% see a Star Fox. I would put money on that.
I would love that.
Star Fox game. Maybe even a new console announced, which would be retarded. But hey, it's Nintendo, boys. Kind of what they do.
That PC gaming show is on Tuesday night.
There we go. So the PC gaming show is run by PC Gamer and AMD are kind of the main people running it, I guess you could say, or sponsors. Tons and tons of sort of PC-centric devs will be there. It should be very cool.
I'm excited to see that. I don't think there's been a show with that kind of bent, like, ever.
Ever. Yeah.
So I think it's a really cool idea. I hope it goes well.
Yeah, PC Gamer kind of spearheading that. So shout outs to them for doing that. Little quick stories from this week. Windows 10 gets its launch date. July 29th is when it will be launching. If you haven't gotten
getting my notifications. Yeah,
if you haven't gotten your little pop-up on Windows 7 or 8, please, run Windows Update or something if you haven't, because you should be seeing it, or get a legit copy of Windows. Because you will get a free upgrade on July 29th. If you do have to buy it for one reason or another, like you get a brand new PC at that point, or whatever reason it may be, they haven't changed their pricing scheme, which, if you listen to this podcast, was a big hope of mine with Windows 10, that they would kind of go with the Mac type pricing, which is like $20 for a little bit and now free. But Windows 10 Home is going to be $109 and Windows 10 Professional will be $150. So no,
I mean, the thing is that that's fine though, because the cost of Mac OS 10 is bundled into when you buy a MacBook or an iMac or whatever.
Yeah. I'm just
so
saying,
like, I think people expecting it to just be fully free was like kind of a pipe dream. And the fact that they're doing a free upgrade from basically any Windows 7 key, it's like, listen, if you spend any time on a computer, like even my parents between them have like probably 6 Windows 7 keys. I mean, I have like a boatload of them. The fact that those turn into Windows 10 keys for free, like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, if you don't have Windows 7 or 8 right now, I don't actually know who you're watching the stream.
If you're not running on Windows 7, it's like against your own will. You're at a PC cafe, or you're at some place where like you are doing this because this is your only option.
Windows Millennium is doing fine for me. So.
Windows 2000, man, great.
I've actually held off on. I'm going to hold off on my upgrade just because I don't want to get caught in launch kinks.
Well,
but I think it's kind of cool that they're. Like, I'm already running it on another PC, and it seems to have been
fine
so far.
What are launch kinks? Is that like bondage? Like...
launch kinks?
Just like, like games having issues and drivers not quite being ready. Like, it'll probably get ready.
Those sorts of things.
I remember now why we don't have Fenton on the cast anymore.
I think it's really short amount of time to get it ready, though, to be completely honest.
Yeah. So it doesn't seem like this is a really fast timeline.
If you're streaming or you do something that requires your, or gaming for that matter, you may want to hold off.
Yeah, I'm not doing it right away.
Think like the time to probably upgrade will be maybe around Thanksgiving, Christmas time, where like they will have found
Service
any huge,
one.
Major, crazy. Well, not even Service Pack 1 won't be that fast, right? But like, you will be able to find by Christmas, you'll probably be able to find, like, your printer driver or your, I don't know, like, all of the little weird things that can happen mm-hmm. with a new OS will have been ironed out by then. And stuff like video drivers and, like, games not working right, that hopefully will all be ironed out in the first few months.
Yeah. And just to let people know, if you're scared of, like, the upgrade, like, losing all your shit or anything like that, it was super painless on my laptop. Kept all my settings for everything. Mm-hmm. So,
And they have announced that you will be able to do a clean install. That's one thing I was wondering is they've had all this talk about upgrading for free. But I was like, if I'm going to upgrade, I'm probably not going to do an in-place upgrade. I'll just, you know, I'll wipe it and clean install. And they said you will be able to do that.
Yeah. So, moving on from Windows 10, there is an official video game Hall of Fame now. Oddly enough, at the Strong Museum in Rochester, New York. Strong Museum's legit, actually. I've been there. And the first games that are going into the Video Game Hall of Fame, the first class, class of 2015, the Video Game Hall of Fame, most of these are not a surprise at all, except for the last one, but only kind of. Pong, Pac-Man, Tetris, Super Mario Brothers, Doom, and World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
I think that just speaks culturally relevant World of Warcraft has been, and like the impact it's made over the past decade definitely rivals those games, even though they've been out for many, you know, 2, 3, 4 times longer than World of Warcraft.
Yeah, so those are the initial games. There were some runner-up games that didn't make it. Some of which I do not agree with even being that close to making it. Fucking Angry Birds? Are you kidding me?
I'm glad it didn't make
it. It's fucking massive.
It's a culture thing.
It's just massive. It is huge. I'm not disagreeing with like the impact of Angry Birds too. Like mobile gaming became a thing.
Here's the thing. Angry Birds is popular in the same way Tickle Me Elmo was popular. In the 90s.
That's still a popular one with me, Tickle Me Elmo. Quiet nights become a little less lonely when Tickle Me Elmo comes around.
Yeah.
So, I just think, like, I don't think there's... I can see both sides of it, but man, if that had made it in along stuff like Pong and Doom, I don't think I would have taken this as seriously.
So Angry Birds, FIFA, Legend of Zelda, of course, that's a good runner-up. Minecraft, actually, I could have totally seen that, to be honest.
Yeah, that would make sense.
The original Oregon Trail. Pokemon.
That game sucks.
Pokemon. Sims.
Sims absolutely makes sense.
Sims absolutely makes sense. These that did not like, get in, by the way. I want to clarify. These are runners-up.
Yeah, I suppose Sims is bigger with, like... Yeah, it reached a lot of people that wouldn't necessarily be into gaming.
Sims, in a way, was kind of like Minecraft in that it reached a ton of people who were not into video games, but they played The Sims.
Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog. I could have seen that getting
Sonic will make it in.
Yeah. Sonic fucking blows Sonic and will always blow.
And Space Invaders. So, those games. I could have seen Space Invaders. You can't really disagree with any of the six that got in. Like... Pong, Pac-Man, Tetris, Super Mario Brothers, Doom, World of Warcraft.
As a first class, like that's basically it.
Five of those are like the seminal video games. Like, the Pong, Pac-Man, Tetris, Mario, and Doom. It may be in that chronological order.
if you look at like just relevance, like World of Warcraft, Doom. Doom may not have been what started like it. May not have technically started first-person shooters, but it had like the wave and the relevance to culture and society at that time. Like Doom is a hallmark game for sure.
Yeah, for sure, absolutely.
And I mean, Pong was really
That goes for basically all of the things on that list.
Game
has fucking shit story.
So
Pong does. Yeah, wasn't a big fan of it.
Yeah, agreed. Could never Pong's really get lore, behind the characters' motivations or anything. I don't understand why they're there playing.
Both the fucking characters look exactly the same, based off of fucking typical white men in video games.
Like
no diversity. It's fucking really white sticks, of course. Fucking once again. Wow.
So, moving on to Dota 2.
That's a good transition.
The yeah. International.
Speaking of white people, Dota 2.
I'm going to hear this fucking noise. So I had to look. So Dota 2 last year was the biggest esports event of all time, and it's now crushed its own record. It's at $12.5 million. Prize pool for the international.
I'm going to be honest. We've gone through enough internationals where the big number doesn't do anything for me anymore. I just expected it.
That's crazy, though. Like, there's still, what, 2 months to go? That's a thing. It hit nearly 11 million last year, but that was, like, at the end, you know? It is at 12.5 million with 2 months to go. There's going to be some rich-ass Dota players after the international. Good God.
We need some of that. We need that money in CS now, is what we need.
And we definitely need
there will CS. Be. Eventually. Yeah, it'll happen. Pretty soon.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
I think the only
thing is... Let's just hope they pay their taxes, boys.
Yeah.
The only thing is, and I think we've talked about this before, but like, there's just such a big disparity between that and every other Dota tournament that like the game the players of the game live and die based off of this one event.
Yeah.
And so like I would love to see, you know, $12 million events, right? Like one $12 million event, it gets people's attention, but for the health of the scene, I think you split that over four or five events and it would be way more impactful.
I think I remember saying many podcasts back at this point that Valve was thinking of splitting into four majors.
Well, they are. It's just that, like, they're already doing that. That's just, I mean, like, I don't think they're being crowdfunded, or at least they haven't announced anything around that yet. So, like, you would lose some of the headlines, but if there was a drive to, like, fund the majors for the year and then they split it by four, or, you know, I don't know, however it works, you know, you would still have basically the top four biggest prize pools in history.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Dota doing well. A couple new releases to keep an eye on this week. There wasn't actually much coming out, but these were the two most interesting ones of what I saw in there. This first one's called Collat. It is a game inspired by the events.
Collaterals.
Inspired by collaterals. It's just collaterals. This is my collateral on Wasteland.
What a fucking collateral!
I was joking, but I was like secretly hoping that this game was built around like trying to line up collaterals.
Yeah.
But it's just spelled all fucking stupid just because.
Yeah. So it's
the character's name is Collat, and he only kills.
I can't
people
even talk about
up.
This game now. It's just over. It's just over.
Sorry, Dan. Tell us about the game Collat.
It's an exploration game with some horror stuff in it, and it's narrated by Sean Bean, oddly enough, which is weird. It's inspired by the true events.
I bet he dies at the end of narrating this thing. 100%.
All I can think of is Sean Bean saying, "Oh, baby, a triple."
Yeah.
Oh
shit, I knew exactly what this fucking incident was that inspired this game. What does that say about me? So the Dyatlov Pass incident, they found like these torn apart tents, and these hikers were in them, and they came by and found the tents just torn apart and like blood and all kinds of stuff, and they couldn't find like any cause of it at all, ever. Like, they just got torn apart and beat to death, people in this. No this evidence like of anything. So that's what the kind
looks
of
looks like
event.
It could be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. True. It looks like you have to find sort of clues, and also there's some probably jump scares, I would assume. I hadn't heard of it at all, so. But it looks pretty cool. It's $18. So not that much money. This next one is an early access title. And it's called Shot in the Dark. And it's sort of playing off the stuff, the different FPSs that have been coming out, like the Rhythm one that Harmonix made, and then there was the, what's the one where you move, your bullets move? I'm blanking on the name
Super
of that.
Hot.
Super Hot. Just sort of weird FPS stuff. It's an arena shooter that focuses on senses of sound and sight, but like the levels are super dark.
Except yeah, I'm watching I can't even tell what's going on in the footage.
Yeah,
you know what I call a shot in the dark? Me fucking doing a YY with flipping on my night vision on fucking Downpour. Shot in the dark right there.
Jesus. You can get a 4-pack of this game in early access for $20. So,
I mean, the price is right.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. That trailer does nothing for me, but I probably should read what the game's actually about. You know what? You know what? Can we stop saying in a dystopian future at the beginning of fucking game descriptions?
Yeah.
I'm out. From there, I'm out.
You know what game says that?
Hear me out. Dystopian future. Teenagers are picked from their different regions that they live in. Okay. One boy and one girl. Okay.
Keep going.
We're going to put them on a map that has really fucking terrible design, all right?
All right, okay.
Fire fucking comes in from the sides. There's a fucking giant tree that has fucking electricity coming down on it. You know, fucking real glitchy-ass maps. Fucking buggy as fuck. All right? We're going to have... All that voice acting is going to be terrible. Terrible.
Well, okay.
Acting in general, all right? Then we're going to have everybody fight, okay?
Mm. Okay.
And you're not going to care about anything.
Mm. I like it.
Do you have a title for this thing yet, or are you still working
it's
on it?
It's called... The Brunching Games.
Okay. So it takes place on like a Sunday morning.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, yeah, it's the weekend. It's like between the times of 10 a.m. and. you know, you're just going to. The maps are all based around outside of cafes. So, you know, you're waiting for your brunch reservation to come up, you know.
Would you consider calling it the Starving Match? Would you consider calling it that?
There's a scary movie called The Starving Games, and it's like a scary movie type thing.
Yeah,
it's garbage.
Awful.
And I watched all of it.
But yeah, so Shot in the Dark looks interesting.
Maybe you don't see the characters. You only know where they are based on where they've shot from or something.
Yes.
Dan, I don't want to destroy your hope on this, or I don't know if you're actually endorsing this, but I'm going to read you the key features of this from
their own description. I'm not endorsing.
Very dark levels is their number one key feature, an exclamation mark. Invisible people, exclamation mark.
Okay, so the players are invisible. Okay.
Lasers, trading cards. Their fifth one is decent graphics.
Oh, exclamation mark. That's a great thing to put on your early access game.
They're pretty decent.
Decent graphics.
Gluten-free is another one. Like, what?
Gluten-free game. Nice, dude.
Nice, man.
Can I just say trading cards need to be removed from Steam?
Oh, God, like, it's so fucking
worthless.
They're
taking
worthless.
Up space on my fucking Steam.
Yeah, I sold my Geralt Witcher card for like 30 cents. What are you talking about?
Bro.
Wow.
Bro, let me tell you about a game you guys should get, though, that Scott and I both neglected to talk about.
Oh, we forgot to.
We played a couple hours of Adult Swim's Duck Game.
It's so good.
And, man, it is hype. It is so good.
It is. 4-player, 1 screen, obviously, like local multiplayer. Weapon. It's basically it reminds. It's like a mix of like Wario World in the sense of like
Wario
the stages. WarioWare, not
meant to say.
Sorry, yeah, WarioWare.
Fucking idiot.
The stages change, but then there's like weapons, and it's basically like one shot kills, and you basically accumulate wins by being the last one alive at the end of the fray of each map, and it's super fast, like. What would you say, Dan? Like, I would say that the longest the stages take, what, like 30 seconds to kill?
Yeah.
To kill
if it took more than 30 seconds, you'd be like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah. And it was $8? You were saying? I think
it's
$8.
It's $10. We got a key from Adult Swim. And it's super awesome, though. I don't think it has online multiplayer. I can't tell anywhere, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it has online.
Oh, no, it does have online play.
Oh, well, there you go.
There's a level editor, so there'll be custom levels and stuff, but like it just spawns you randomly into levels, and so you don't know if they're going to be big or small. Like, so there was one where it just started all four of us on the same platform with 4 guns.
Yep.
Like,
or at one point it spawned us with a bunch of these packages, like presents, and you kept opening them, and there wasn't anything. You get like a trombone, and when you would play it, it would just play a trombone sound. You couldn't kill anybody with it. You get like a drum set or something, and it would keep going. And then finally, after you opened, like someone would open a chainsaw finally and killed everybody. But it's kind of like random like that. But it doesn't feel cheap either in that way. It's kind of, and it is rewarding when you actually do like have a couple good rounds. It actually is pretty rewarding.
And they go over like a ranking of everybody at the end, like you're on TV and shit. It's pretty cool. Check it out, Duck Game, Adult Swim, $10. It's pretty cool. God damn it. This Fenton gif is in here now. God. All right, moving on. Moving on to viewer questions. I like this first one because it was a good take on the historical figure thing. If you want to give us questions, we call out for them. We didn't tonight because there was a lot going on. Twitter, @KBModGaming. when we call out for the questions. Give us questions on there, or you can email community@kademod.com. But as we were talking about before the cast, if you're going to email, better be damn good. Better be damn good, sir. So this first question comes from Twitter. AValentine9985 asks, if you could shave one historical figure, who would you shave? It does not specify if you're shaving their entire body.
Yeah.
Or just their facial hair, or...
Oh, yeah, that might change this.
Yeah.
Because,
Like, if I'm just shaving facial hair, I'm going straight to Tom Selleck.
Does Guy Fieri count as a historical figure, or does he have to be dead?
He does now.
Okay. I was going to say just to shave the fucking thing off his fucking face, that fucking bleached goatee thing that he's got.
Can we wax it instead?
Yeah, whatever would be the most painful... To remove that off of his face, I would go with that.
I'm going with Tom Selleck if it's just facial hair.
Okay.
Because I want to see the Tom Selleck sans stash.
No stash, even though it's so iconic. You just want to see without it.
Might fuck his whole career over, too. I want to see how much that stash means.
Actually,
how important is this stash, Tom?
Yeah.
I want to shave Herman Melville's pubes.
God. So Herman Melville, the author of Moby Dick.
Yeah.
Well, any particular reason?
And while I'm shaving him, I only want him to refer to me as Ishmael.
Ishmael, please.
Do you know he actually has a pretty righteous beard?
He does.
Yeah.
Pretty nice beard.
I'm looking up Herman
Melville.
That's
actually not a bad choice.
I want that intact. That's why. I don't want to fuck up that beard.
Yo, he does have a righteous beard.
I don't think
beard.
You have a choice. It's the answer. The question is, do you want to shave him?
Herman Melville lived in a time where hairless balls and cockles, that was few and far in between.
Probably.
I think if I could go back in time with, you know, today's technology, get that drop real quick, I would give him at least a solid month of pretty decent smoothness that he would really enjoy. That's how I want to thank him for Moby Dick. That's a great book.
That's good, man. I like your...
Really comes full circle.
Well thought out. Yeah.
Basically, anybody before like the 1960s, like, let's help them out. Let's get let's let them know what it could be like in the future.
I think you go with Hitler just to like see where that facial hair ends up if you shave him.
Yeah, if you shave
because like
Hitler...
he's ruined that style of mustache forever.
Good point.
And that was, by the way, if you didn't know this, that was a very popular type of mustache around that time, which is why Hitler was rocking it.
It is no longer.
And he kind of ruined it for everybody.
Like, he didn't ruin the haircut. Clearly, I'm an example of that.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone, still alive. Any other historical figure has ever ruined like a way of manicuring your face.
Yeah,
like,
no, yeah, you're right.
Like, Charles Manson didn't ruin beards, you know?
No.
He did some horrible shit.
I don't know, the Egyptians really, really ruined that fucking handlebar sticking out of your chin. Look, you don't really see that around anymore.
What if Hitler ends up being a neckbeard?
Yeah.
That'd be so sick.
In an alternate universe?
Like he does now.
Someone
how do you know I'm not Hitler. From the alternate universe where he was and I'm representing? I don't want to say anything, but, you know, maybe.
Oh, that went deep.
I don't think anybody would be surprised.
No.
Hitler ruined windmills of luck. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It takes a lot. There's been a lot of terrible people with beards, and none of them have ruined beards.
Yeah, but beard is like the Hitler's stash is so specific.
Beards are just kind of growing the shape that your beard is going to grow in. Whereas, true. Like when I you trim your facial hair to look a certain way, it's very specific. Yeah, just growing your beard out and letting it grow out. Yeah. You're trimming it on the sides, but still, it's going to be just a beard.
APL is the Fourth Reich. God damn. All right, this next question goes deep. Goes real deep into the recesses.
This is a good question, too.
At Dolan Roland, you have a terrible Twitter name, sir.
That's a great name.
Is it
rolls
though,
right off the tongue.
If you could be a bucket of chicken, one, am I reading this as it's posted?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we have to.
If you could be a bucket of chicken, One, what kind of pieces? And two, regular or extra crispy?
I thought that these... Yeah, I thought these...
The question, he defining it? Or...
Yeah.
Oh, there's a period at the end, like, so it seems that way.
Punctuation, sir.
What? One, what kind of pieces?
That's how many Miketh's in this question?
Yeah. 950, 970. I think he's asking...
So what cuts of... Yeah.
What kind of
pieces of chicken, and if you would be regular or extra crispy?
Yeah, that's the question.
I would absolutely be thighs, and I would be extra crispy because that shit's fucking good.
Do you like a good supple thigh?
Those extra crispy thighs.
Really? You go for thighs with the? I always go breasts or legs. I don't know.
No, I like thighs because there's a little bit of effort that goes into to eating them.
That is, I usually go with like the neck, effort? The back, the pussy, and the crack.
That's how you order your KFC. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, could you give me a sample? I'd like to lick it good before I. And then when I finally get my chicken, you know what I do? I just suck it good. Just like I should.
I take it you're no longer allowed in your local KFC. Yeah.
They kicked me out after I kept busting nuts. Expletive. But for real, if I was, I would just be a bucket of the uncooked pink chicken nugget slime. Like that, it would just look like a fucking giant bucket of tubby custard. Just fucking reach your hand and grab a handful.
I'll be the Arby's liquid roast beef before they cook it then.
God, that shit is also terrible. Yeah, if you've seen it before.
Jesus.
Do they consider that paste regular or extra crispy?
No, it's not going to be either. It's just going to be uncooked. I want it to just be liquid, liquid form.
Liquid form. Jesus Christ. I can't even answer this now. It's already been answered.
It's been answered now.
I would be nuggets.
Nuggets?
Yeah. Miscellaneous pieces formed into a nugget.
I would be the cooked version of what Nick said.
Yeah.
Then I'll be chicken nuggets. Chicken fingers then.
You're my final form, Brandon.
Nuggets and fingers are the same thing.
No, they're totally different.
No, they're not.
What are you saying? There's like giant fucking nuggets. Is that what like, a chicken finger is?
It's not the same thing, but the way it's pretty much the same food, just a different.
Yeah,
form that's of what I'm saying. It's you're saying you would like to be slightly larger and longer chicken nuggets.
Yes.
So chicken strips a lot of times are made from breast meat and bread, and they're not from the
face. Did he say chicken strips? I believe he said chicken fingers.
There's chicken fingers, chicken strips, and chicken planks. Are these not all the same goddamn thing?
Chicken fingers, though, I don't think of like the nugget pasty stuff. I still think of like breast. Maybe I'm thinking of different then.
No, you're correct, Scott.
Thank you,
very
Dan.
Correct.
Thanks. Maybe you've never had like high quality chicken nuggets. There's nothing that says a chicken nugget has to be pink paste.
I know, but that's what Brandon found a way to be condescending about chicken nuggets. I'm fucking done. Maybe you've never had.
Don't know about you, Fulton. You fucking.
Have you ever?
Street bumpkin, but you may have never had high quality chicken nuggets like I have.
I mean, when I think of nuggets, when you say the word chicken nuggets, I think of instantly the fast food chicken nugget.
Just stop for a second and talk about how Dan mentioned chicken planks, which are not a thing?
Yeah, yes, they are. I've seen those on restaurant menus before. They're just chicken fingers. Same thing.
Oh, okay.
They call them planks for some reason.
Planks?
Yeah.
Nice, dude. Plank it. Let's do get some planks.
Also, you're wrong. There is high quality chicken nuggets. Chad is like trying to disagree on this.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Strips, chicken nuggets, and chicken tenders.
Okay.
What is the difference between a strip and a tender?
That is a good question.
Tell me.
I don't know that.
I think those two are used interchangeably. I agree that chicken nuggets, like nugget implies sort of like bite size.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of like popcorn, like a
round,
shrimp.
Like just kind of a, yeah, just like a little round disc type thing. Well, maybe not a disc, but.
Chicken 2x4s. I would definitely eat a chicken 2x4. Yeah. All right. I don't know what this next question means, but I'll read it. Unlimited Strikes asks, what is the peaking order of KV Mod? Is this a CS thing?
I understand what he was trying to say.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he was trying to say pecking order.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not peeking.
That was the assumption.
But if we go with his original question, I don't. Who would peek first? And yeah, it sounds like depends on the game.
I fucking unbind my lean buttons. So.
Yeah, and if it even has lean in the game, to be fair, or
I just use contextual lean in Battlefield.
In terms of pecking order, at this point, I'm like Matt Damon in Interstellar. Like, you don't even know if I'm fucking alive. Like,
on a planet.
There's nowhere to even like place me on a pecking order. Like, I'm trying to push Dan down, down a fucking giant ice cube in space.
Oh, shit.
Fucking black hole behind me.
I'm gonna say spoilers, but if people haven't seen it by now, go fuck yourself.
That's from my film. Actually happen in the movie.
It doesn't happen.
Okay, by the time the movie comes out on Blu-ray, I don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
It's
on Blu-ray, right? So, it's over.
Don Peek is in here. I don't know. I'm going to say Brandon's at the top first, so he doesn't yell at me.
No, Nick peeks first, Scott peeks second.
Wow. I still get second.
I would probably, I don't know, I might peek third. I would say John. No, actually, John peaks frequently. Maybe John peaks first. Dan peaks last.
For a second, I thought about screaming into my mic and making my microphone peak and then saying,
please
but
don't.
That would be a terrible idea.
All right, next question. From Roma 4356, do you think a video game character requires a voice? I personally don't, just because I'm used to Fallout or Skyrim. I actually...
Like a main character?
Yeah, so... I'm of two minds on this because I love Half-Life and I love Half-Life 2. And of course, Gordon Freeman never speaks in those games. However,
like Chell and Portal.
Yeah. However, in Skyrim, in a game like Skyrim, where there's RPG elements going on and you're like building a character, I couldn't get into Skyrim and a lot of it was because my character was not like a
engrossing
a person. Yeah, like I but with Geralt in The Witcher, I'm totally in. Like, obviously that puts a template on there. But yeah, I think it probably does. But it depends on the style of game completely. Like Half-Life 1, Half-Life 2, I'm just a shooty man going through everything. So
That's just a decision that the people making the game have to make, because not putting the voice on your character, it's basically a lot of times it's used to put you into the character. It's like, oh, I am the character, rather than like,
if
you're watching a movie, watching the characters play out. But
I think for me,
it's not a make or break for me ever.
Yeah, it's not make or break, but I think for me the difference is whether it seems like they did it intentionally. I feel like they did with Portal and Half-Life, where it's like a design decision not to make the main character speak, versus a game kind of, I think, like the reason RPGs feel like they need all of it to be voice acted is because you feel like they skipped out on the main character voice acting because they could, like, because it would have been really expensive to add in all of those extra voices.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I think definitely game dependent.
Yeah,
there have been lots of a few RPGs that I've played where it's like, it is a bummer when like all the voice acting is really good and you're just like your character doesn't say anything.
Like I'm not even having played Half-Life 2 through like a bunch of times. I'm not so sure. The first time I played it, I didn't mind it, but there is a lot of they play off it pretty well in the Half-Life 2, obviously, where like all the strong silent type and all that stuff, they make comments on it, but. I don't know. I wouldn't mind going.
But just imagine, like, they made the decisions around it. Like, they made.
Yeah,
the,
that's true.
There's no cutscenes really. You're just walking around and things.
Yeah,
are,
it's
things
all in game, pretty much.
But if Half-Life would have been cutscenes, but fucking Gordon Freeman didn't talk anyway, it would have been just off.
I mean,
and who's to say Gordon Freeman wouldn't be a more iconic character if they had voiced him? I mean, it's possible that because that game was so good and would still
be
like
a historical
game.
That would diminish his character.
I think that
in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I agree, but I also think that there are some scenes with Alex in that game between Alex and Gordon where I'm like,
they're real
fucking what? Like
they're real awkward.
This
like,
is
how?
Super awkward compared to what it could be.
Yeah.
Like so.
Agreed.
I don't know. Yeah, very game dependent, I think, is what we've come to.
I gotta look that up. But did they ever have? Did they actually have? Did they ever start out to have VO for that character ever? I'd be curious.
I'm sure they probably.
I feel like they would. There's a whole channel on YouTube devoted to that shit. Okay, actually, look that up. And they do really well done videos. Shrimp Dimension asks, if you had to sell a KB Mod member, who would garner the highest profit? First of all, I'd like to
preface
this.
You could sell
this.
Me to a hair recovery service, and you could just use my ass.
Oh, God, the hair, yes.
Hair recovery. I want to preface this by saying we don't support slavery in any way.
No, but what is, I guess the follow-up is, what are we...
does not solicit human
trafficking. So Brandon is a consultant.
Yeah.
There you go.
Brandon would fetch a nice profit.
A tidy sum.
I don't know though, because you don't know who you're selling them to.
Right, and what for? What are they going to be used?
I mean, like,
for?
I'm not going to argue.
They could
with
need
you.
A consultant, or they could need a butthole. You can provide both of those things.
Wait, Brandon's a solid guy.
John, how many times a week do you work out?
None.
Okay, wait, Brandon, do you work out?
Not right now.
Who works out the most at KB Mod? I want to sell these organs. I want to get these.
Who works
these
out the most at KB Mod? Sadly, it is probably me.
Yeah.
No, but okay. You don't necessarily want organs from someone working out all the time, because those organs like have already had a lot of use.
Yeah.
My organs are fresh.
I want whoever's healthiest.
I'm definitely not healthiest.
Anybody, I'm not going to sell you as a slave. I just want your fucking organs. Like, let's just get it over with.
Jesus Christ.
I want that immediate value. I want that quick buck.
I think I could fetch the highest profit for John, because like I can sell him with a couple different angles. I feel like with Dan, Scott, Nick, like I have to lean into a certain angle to sell you. Mm. With John, I can convince them John's anything, and they'll probably believe
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
incredibly good looking first and foremost.
Like they'll be pretty unhappy with the purchase. Like I'll definitely have to make my way out of there quickly.
There's a market for pretty boys. That's for sure. We could get him off the shelves real quick.
Well, they'll have to make turnaround. My way out of there quickly.
I just imagine if I tried to get Brandon's organs, I would get him into a tub full of ice and then slice in, and it, like just corn dogs would. Like slip out of his body. Just isn't filled with human organs. Just corn dogs.
Oh damn it!
Oh, man.
All right. Next square. At Huddleston asks.
You don't need to do that again.
I'm sorry. If you had to choose one condiment to eat on everything for the rest of your life, what would you choose? Sauces only, no solids.
Frank's Red Hot.
Done. On everything.
What? Everything. I'll drink that shit in my fucking cereal. I don't
See,
care.
Yeah, my first instinct is sriracha, but I don't think I want that on everything.
It's too creamy. It's too creamy.
I don't want that on everything.
Man. Sriracha mayo?
No. Mayo is even more specific. Adding
true.
Mayo, it's like, there's only a few things that I really like sriracha mayo on.
I don't really.
Compared to just sriracha.
I'd have to go mayonnaise, even though I know it would be really gross on certain things.
Yeah.
Like I can think of a lot of things I like that do have mayonnaise on them, but like I feel like there's no way that you enjoy cereal with any choice, because like what?
Yeah,
it's just gonna be gross.
It's just gonna be terrible.
But cereal with mayo? That's even.
But that's what I mean. It's like I'm just not gonna eat cereal.
Yeah, I guess you just get rid of
scenario.
Cereal.
I see that.
Yeah. Damn.
I'm going with sriracha. I'm going with it.
Really?
It's my favorite condiment.
Hmm.
It goes on a lot of stuff, too.
I don't really even do ketchup.
I feel like
mustard
that's such
much.
A specific taste.
Mm. Like, I feel like
that would like ruin a steak. You really want sriracha on a steak?
I mean, it's better than some alternatives. I also don't want, like, for instance, steak sauce on a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, I feel like this question is all about like mitigating your risk. Like, if you choose something you really like, but you're not thinking about the fact that if you had to eat it on everything, it would be terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I love spicy ketchup, but there are just so many things that would be terrible on.
I would like to call out Jershell34 in chat saying fucking Wendy's pepper seasoning. Wendy's chili seasoning.
How specific.
Like,
of
all
see, I
the chili seasoning
this.
In the
can,
world.
See, that gives me an idea, though. So technically, chili can be a condiment.
No. This was a smart question. Yeah. He said sauces only.
Sauces.
No sauce.
Yeah.
This is a great question specifically because it's outlined correctly.
Yeah.
Ooh,
good. I would just take milk and beat it into a sauce and fucking drink like cream and everything. I don't care.
I don't think that's a sauce.
I'll eat cereal.
Cream. That's just
cream. Cream is a sauce. Cream is a sauce.
You can make a cream sauce, but just cream isn't a sauce. It's just cream.
Yes, it is. It's a sauce. Same texture.
I just imagine you making pasta and like just pouring a gallon of milk on top of some noodles, being like, "Look at this cream sauce, guys! Straight from Italy."
Good idea from chat, though. Queso.
Is that...
I mean, here's the thing. Think about, like, all of the meals you have.
I know. Fuck.
It's a hard question. It is hard.
But if
actually,
I had
though, maybe sauce, that's not a bad choice, though. Like, queso could be good on pizza, like, broccoli. It's good on, like, a lot of veggies.
Yeah. God. But you're eating, like, pounds of queso every day, and you're just dead.
Sauce is going to determine your diet.
Like, think about when you have, like, an apple, you're putting fucking queso on it. And it's
mandatory. This isn't... Oh, wait, it does have...
Yes,
it is.
Everything.
Even eating fruit. Like, queso with strawberries makes me want to gag thinking about that.
I think, basically, your diet could no longer include, like, fruit or cereal or just really certain things.
Yeah. I don't know. That's really tough. I mean, for me, I was just thinking, what's the least offensive thing that can still be considered a condiment?
I think the things that could go with like vegetables and fruit, but also with meat.
Ranch?
No.
I mean, ranch with vegetables, yeah.
See, ranch actually maybe isn't a bad choice because it's good on like all vegetables. It's good with pizza. It's good. Yeah. It's good on like certain things that you wouldn't necessarily have.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
Wow. All right. Good question, though.
Yeah, that is a good question. Damn. Putting that stipulation on really changed it. So, Brandon, would you like to tell our viewers about how they can help out the podcast a little bit by rating and reviewing it on a certain service?
Yeah. Well, we do this podcast every week, and we do it live, and we appreciate when people show up live. But there's a service called iTunes. Most of us don't like it. Frankly, I hate it. It's a necessary evil in the world of podcasting, but because of that, we're leaning into it, and we actually find it really important. So we would love if you would go on there. It's free. So like if you have an Android device, you still don't have an excuse because you can download the program iTunes for free on your computer.
But why did you bring up the fact that I have an Android device? That doesn't solve my problem.
No, here, I'm telling.
I still can't download iTunes on my fucking Android phone.
No, I'm telling people why they don't have an excuse not to do this.
What if I don't have a computer and just an Android phone?
Well, actually, maybe you have a legit... I don't know. That's a good one. I haven't thought of that use case yet. But most of, given that we're a PC gaming podcast, I have to assume that most of our listeners will have a PC.
I'm dying to get iTunes, Brandon. Sell it to me. Sell it to me. I just want to get this done.
To be frank, it's like a pretty bad decision. But if you're going to have to find a way to get this program. If you want to participate in our deal here, you should download iTunes. Or if you have an Apple device, it's way easier.
Yes.
So every week, we love getting iTunes reviews. And we have a process here where we feature at least one review each week, assuming we get a review, which so far we've gotten quite a few of them, which is great. And you can provide feedback. You can provide a story. Sometimes we have celebrities, leaving reviews.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of important people. It's a great way to put your stamp on like the way that you enjoy listening or viewing the KBMod podcast. So, Dan, lead right into it.
I have a question before I start. Is this first name one whole name?
That is one whole name, yeah.
Okay. Yes. You can do it, Dan.
All right. Our iTunes review of the week. We had some good ones, some honorable mentions. From first honorable mention was from...
These are fucking awful. These are terrible.
Like, I can't believe
it doesn't even make sense.
He like put like a surname, I guess.
Yeah,
Nigel Thornberry, the Dick Spider.
The Dick Spider, is that the surname?
Yeah, so like Nigel Thornberry, the Dick Spider. the Dick Spider.
It should be Nigel the Dickberry. Nigel the Dick Spider.
Yeah, I feel like if that was like a nickname, something, he'd put it in the wrong space.
I'm giving that name fucking 2 out of 10. Like, you didn't put any fucking thought into it. It makes no sense. It's fucking disjointed and garbage. Get on to the next one. This is terrible. Just get on, get through them. This is bad.
Cornelius?
I'm going to shit on the next one, too.
Okay, fine. God, you're such a Debbie Downer.
Cornelius
O.C.K. Hodes.
That makes no fucking sense. You're trying to make a cock joke, but it would just be cock hodes. That doesn't make it. You're trying to. It's supposed to be chodes. The joke is chodes.
The joke is indeed chodes.
Understand your fucking joke and stick with it. This is so fucking jumbled up. It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
This last one does make sense, though. Yeah. And Mr. or Mrs., I suppose, Mo Lester has left.
Oh, I got it.
A classic.
Great.
A classic.
Is it a classic?
No, yeah, these are just getting worse.
Now this review.
Mo Lester is a classic. Look, in dude. The same way like deep fried cheese is a classic.
Listen, Wilma Cockfit is classic, okay? Wilma Cockfit will
Wilma
probably
Cockfit
not be beaten for
solid.
A long time. Okay, so this title is Gamer Friendly, G-A-Y-M-E-R, Friendly. By fill up my butt.
No, this is terrible. This is the form on this is all awful. It's spelled M-A-Y-E.
I know.
That would be May Butt. Philip May Butt.
Yes, you're saying that. Philip May Butt, mate.
Is it right?
Yeah.
Philip May Butt.
Oh, I'm in. Go ahead. All right. I'm in.
God. It's so nice to see a gaming podcast that's so non-judgmental. Well, God,
thank you.
Just ruin that. So many gamers these days spout homophobic slurs, especially when I'm dropping MOABs on them in Modern Warfare 3 on my Wii. You need a new game.
God.
As an openly gay man fighting for the rights of people like myself and my husband, Dr. Huge...
Q.
Dr. Hugh.
Huge J member. Huge mem... Oh, okay. Yeah. It warms my heart to participate in such an open-minded, progressive group of people. Thank you, KB Mod.
And just to confirm, these are actually on...
These are actually on iTunes. These are not... We do not make these up. So...
Wow.
If you can't tell at this point, we're not making these up ourselves.
No.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what to tell you.
Yep. Wow.
So that's... HJ member.
HJ... I'm gonna
secretly try and submit ones and see if I can get one of these terrible names on here. And I'm not even gonna try. I'm just gonna be like, ass titties.
You should. You should.
You know what? We'll probably pick it on.
Ass it won't titty. Even be clever. It'll just be like massive anal sphincter. Left gave you 5 stars.
Hey, that might be good enough for an honorable mention. You never know.
Yeah, still true. the best. You will never beat Dan K memes.
Dan K memes.
Dan K memes.
That can be easily beaten.
All right. Well, let's see it next week.
That and Wilma Cockfit will forever be. All right. That is it for episode 193 of the podcast. We will be live next week, 10 p.m. Eastern, same time, same place. twitch.tv/KBMod. Make sure you're following the channel, guys. And big thanks to Nick Fenton for making an appearance this week.
What? No, he's not a big thanks.
Why?
No.
I'm even the one receiving the thank you, and I don't know why.
He's like, what?
What? Oh, I like your presence. I like your presence.
I fucking hate my presence.
Damn, son. Hard on
you. At the very least, yeah, I like where your chat's going. Keep it up, chat.
Yeah, this is what happens at the end.
We really need.
What the fuck is this?
You can follow Scott at APL Fisher on all the things, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube. Follow Brandon at Volition, V-O-L, the number 1-T-I-O-N. John is KBModJohn on Twitter. Nick Fenton exists in the universe somewhere.
Somewhere.
And he is at NFEN. That's N-F-E-N, not Niffen. Okay.
All random old dead 3 coming out soon. We're in post production. We're trying to wrap things up. Check it out.
God damn it. Find me
the
at
the CG in the trailer isn't final, guys. So don't.
Find me at Nibnos.
His name's
CV
actually Enfen Fuck Cock. So
yeah, that's my name. That's my full name. Enfen Fuck Ass Titties.
Make sure you check out the website at kbmod.com. And on that note.
right.
We end. Thank you for watching. We'll be back next week. Yes. Later, dudes.
We get a genuine ending this time, don't we, Nick?
I know.